Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we're glad you are. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, broadcasting today from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Laurel and Hattiesburg. Bob Kelly and Luke, glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great supporters of ours, great supporters of Southern Miss, and a great place to take your family for dinner tonight because we guarantee you it will be good.
So if you head back to the storm shelter anytime soon, you could take some ribs.
Some people have not emerged yet from the storm shelter.
No, and look, we're not. Obviously, we would never want anybody to be hurt in any way because of the weather. But, sometimes we go a little overboard, yeah.
Travis Creel joins us each and every Wednesday, and we're always happy to have Coach on the show, and especially after a night like last night where the Golden Eagles played well, captured a 5-1 win over southeastern Louisiana. And, Coach, I want to get to the game, but the question that was buzzing around me all night, and I think Kelly can attest to the same thing, is – what in the world are y'all feeding Dalton McIntyre?
It's pretty incredible. It's one of those streaks where, I mean, every time he comes up there, he just finds a barrel. And I mean, that South Alabama weekend was a weekend unlike I've seen. And it, you know, it helps that even when he doesn't hit the ball hard, he can run his way on. So he's kind of got that going for him too.
Have you ever seen a kid play any better in the leadoff position than what we're seeing out of him presently?
Oh, tough one. No. I had a kid at Louisiana Tech named Taylor Young, who's in Double A right now with the Dodgers. And I mean, he was a really good player, but this is something. You know, you always see, kind of Coach Barry used to always say, you always see, you know, other teams with really fast, scrappy left-handed hitters, and why can't we ever find one of those? And we found one. We got one. So, you know, Edsel was really good for us last year, obviously. Just a different type of player, but D-Mac, it's so fun to watch, and it's just so exciting.
Couldn't part of it, Coach Creel, be that the expectations were non-existent for Dalton McIntyre? And when there is no pressure on a guy, just go out and play and have fun, whereas – the studs have a lot of pressure on them, and it I don't know, just seems to me that's part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's definitely, you know, something. You know, his first 10 games out there, I don't think, you know, like you said, probably zero expectation of, not necessarily saying, you know, we didn't think he was good, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
him hitting over 400, I mean, Lord have mercy. But, you know, ever since he just settled in and realized, okay, hey, I'm not coming out of lineup anymore, he just played free, and like I told you all a minute ago, he just, you know, he's hitting a lot of balls hard, but even when he doesn't hit the ball hard, he's got the legs to beat it out.
Okay, so he's not coming out of the game anytime soon, right, Coach?
If he does, I may go out recruiting. I don't know. I'm going to go recruiting.
Hey, overall, the team, I think, is hitting the ball well. Are you happy with your offensive production right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're coming along. I think we had a really good week, you know, weekend 2 weeks ago against Troy, over 50 hits. And I had another good weekend this weekend at South Alabama. I think, you know, Sunday against South, and, you know, we had 15 hits. And last night we had double digit hits again. We're just not touching home plate, you know, as much as we'd like. You know, I think, you know, we've had some chances. You know, in the first inning yesterday, we had a chance to blow it open, and then we had a leadoff double and didn't score. And then, you know, a couple other opportunities, and kind of the same thing on Sunday against Sal. So, yeah, you know, as a collective whole, we're swinging the bats well. I think we probably need to do a little better job, you know, in those big situations to, you know, just kind of relax and get the big knock, and we have a chance to extend leads to do that.
Now, what do we know about Georgia State? Not much when it comes to baseball, am I right?
Yeah, this is my first time coaching against them. And I saw them play in the conference tournament last year. I thought they were really, really good. They definitely have some good returners back. You know, from an arm standpoint, they throw a ton of guys. I don't say they have one, you know, Friday night guy, and then, you know, the rest of their staff, they have a ton of guys who throw. And it's kind of like that offensively, too. I don't know if there's necessarily one just standout, but, you know, just as a whole, you know, they're playing good baseball and have a good team.
Yeah. Luke, get in here with Coach Creel.
Coach, you got Nolan Tucker back last night. Big first at bat for him. When he was not injured, he struggled some, but got that big double. What's that mean for him?
Yeah, that was huge, man. You know, Nolan, for those who don't know, broke his hamate bone, his hand, had surgery. He started swinging a bat, again, about a week ago. You know, we do some live at bats, maybe 2 weeks ago. Then we do some live at bat stuff on Wednesday, typically, and he's been swinging really well, and Oz has been wanting to get him in there, and, you know, last night was that opportunity. So I think it's huge. It gives us options to, you know, maybe if a lefty's starting to maybe start Broadus, and, you know, if a righty that we like Nolan's matchup, we can start him as well, and that way we can kind of get, you know, just some better matchups in that third, second base type of, you know, that position. Obviously, Monastir's going to be out there, but, you know, kind of have a battle between Broadus and Nolan and kind of mix and match.
First midweek game, we didn't see Boswell. We all assume we'll see him more on the weekend. Oz hinted at that Monday. I thought Drew Druckenmiller did an excellent job last night, 5 strikeouts. He's one of those guys we're going to see more of down the stretch, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to. You know, we need some of those guys, those bullpen-type arms to step up. And, you know, Drew's one who showed us he has the stuff to do it in the fall and in early January. And, you know, for whatever reason, early on in the season, it wasn't, you know, fantastic. But when he's throwing strikes and he's getting that breaking ball over, he's tough. So we definitely, you know, we're kind of seeing right now in the bullpen, you know, due to some a couple different things. But, yeah, he's definitely one we would love to have step up and eat some innings in the middle.
Last question for me. Davis Gillespie batted cleanup last night. Butler not in the lineup. Talk about Davis's development halfway through this season.
Yeah, well, first off, Billy had just a little groin thing. He's fine. He'll be back this weekend. Yeah, Davis has been huge, man. Davis is one of those guys. As soon as he stepped on campus, you know, I really, really thought he was going to hit. You know, last year with the age that we had, it just didn't make sense to burn a red shirt with our corner infielders, with Sarge and Danny. So, yeah, he's been huge, and the more and more he plays, he's getting more confident. And like I told you early in the season, man, he can use the whole field. He's strong to the whole field, and he's been a presence in that middle.
Coach Creel, I want to ask you, going back to Georgia State, who you guys will travel to this weekend, you know, and also being on the recruiting trail, the hotbed of baseball, we talk about the state of Mississippi being so, which it is, but the Atlanta area with Perfect Game and Under Armour and Baseball Factory and all these different places who have got facilities around the Atlanta area right there in the backyard of Georgia State. My goodness, have they got access to talent over there.
No, yeah, you're right. And really, talent in the whole country travels that area to play. So you're right. Those Perfect Game tournaments are huge. Me and Ladd and Oz too, and I mean we pretty much, you know, have an apartment in Atlanta for about a month out of the summer. I mean we live over there, and there's just so much good baseball over there. So yeah, the state of Georgia high school baseball itself is really good, but then they have pretty much every team in the country travels to that area. So yeah, it's a great place. Now there's a bunch of Division I schools in Georgia, so there's a ton of competition. There's a lot of maybe schools that. And a lot of people have heard of, but, you know, Kennesaw State came down to our regional last year or 2 years ago, and they're loaded with talent every year. And Mercer's always really good, Georgia Southern, Georgia State. And obviously you get the big boys in Georgia and Georgia Tech. So, yeah, it's a great state of baseball for sure, and there's a ton of talent and there's a ton of people.
Now, the catching position, I know earlier in the year, Coach Ostrander said that was a little bit of a concern. How are the guys doing now in that nailing down that position?
Man, I don't know what y'all think. I think they're doing great. You know, especially the three freshmen. I mean, none of them have played Division I baseball right. Coming into this season. And, you know, I don't remember a game going, oh, the catching really cost us. You know, obviously, offensively, all three of them are solid players. They're not hitting our three hole or anything yet, but you know, I think they're doing fine. Tucker had a really good weekend at South. He had four hits and caught well. And you know, we're still a work in progress on throwing runners out. And I think that's kind of a combination of our catchers, but also with our pitchers giving them the best chance that they can. So believe me, we worked our tail off on it yesterday with bunting and on Monday with bunting and holding runners. So you know, I think we're getting better and. I think we'll be more ready for that in the future.
Hey, great job last night, Coach. Nice, fun win at the Pete. We appreciate you being on the show every Wednesday. It's always fun having you, and we look forward to having you back this time next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Travis Creel, everybody. Batting coach, Southern Miss. Recruiting coordinator. Does also third base coach. What else, Kelly? Just a good guy.
11 hits last night.
Target of Eagle hits. Post.
11 hits.
Yeah. What would they do on Eagle Post if they didn't have Travis?
Yeah, poor guy.
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, we want to thank Travis Creel for joining us. Enjoy our conversations with Travis every Wednesday. Good win last night, 5-1 win. A little bit of revenge over Southeastern Louisiana. We'll let one get away last week over at their place. But Golden Eagles in charge pretty much from start to finish last night. Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of our show. Hey, they're looking for part-time help. Great place to work, great environment, great lady in Miss Kathleen, and, of course, the biggest selection of Southern Miss apparel on the planet. You'll find that at Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. It's officially open. I've been telling you about it. The new Genesis of Hattiesburg showroom is officially now open. Go by and see that beautiful facility. Congratulations to Mr. Grubbs and Kevin and all of our buddies over there. Beautiful, beautiful building. Here on Highway 98, Genesis and Genesis SUVs at the all-new. And I understand it's the first complete Genesis showroom. We'll try to get Kevin on the show tomorrow and find out about that.
And these cars are so high-tech that they will drive in rain.
They have wipers and stuff, Kelly. It's amazing.
So you could go outside.
Yes. And Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation. Heath, were you able to come out of the storm shelter at any point this morning?
I have been, you know, it's a little rainy, but hey, it's not too bad here in Big Creek, Mississippi.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive me and Kelly. We're like the guys in the old Grouchy movie. And,
Statler and Waldorf, the two Muppets that sit up there in the opera box.
Right. We just find some things in today's world pretty humorous. All right, it's always humorous. It's always fun on Big Gold Nation, and I want to get to this question first, and then we'll talk a little baseball. You kind of corrected me this morning, Heath. I expressed some concern to you about the women's basketball program in light of the fact that the five players have transferred out, and now Coach Jack Trosper, who I thought was just magnificent guiding the program through the up-and-down times that the Coach McNellis experienced with her health issues this year, he's gone, but you sort of set me correct. So let me get Heath Hinton's evaluation of where the women's basketball program is in light of the things I just mentioned.
Well, I mean, if you look at the last two seasons, they won a regular season SBC title, and this season they got 20 wins and made it late into the WNIT. So I don't think the program's in bad shape. It seems to be doing pretty well. I mean, it's two 20-win seasons in a row. So I don't think the sky's falling. Look, guys, people are entering transfer portal. That's just the day and age of college sports we live in. And there's a lot of basketball teams out there that couldn't even play in postseason tournaments because they didn't have enough players to play.
Mm-hmm.
They even had to cancel a tournament because of it. Southern Miss is playing teams with seven, eight, nine players too. It's just the day and age with the transfer portal and with the way the portal rules are set up to open up before tournaments start. It's just, it's a bad move by the NCAA to allow that, and it's what happens.
Okay, so you're not concerned. You think it's on solid footing and they can recover the five players pretty quickly through the portal?
I think Jay Ladner has shown that you can rebuild the team pretty quickly through the portal. And if you get the right people in, and Coach McNeil's got a, she does have a Kentucky player of the year coming in 4A. I mean, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They got some pieces coming back and bring some transfers in. Some girls leave out, gives us some a chance to go out and get somebody maybe better. You never know. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. They got plenty of talent and they got some coming in. So I'm not worried about
it. It's pretty amazing that they do. They have signed what, as I understood it, the young lady was the Kentucky basketball player of the year in high school.
Yeah. And can play and handles the ball very well. And you saw the Manly girl during the WNIT. She played really well. She's a freshman. Seeker's a freshman. They've got some young players that are going to be a little older. They're going to bring in some guys, some ladies in the transfer portal. They'll bring some in that have had experience other places. Jean was a great transfer for them this year. Look how well she played late in the season. And you got a young lady there from who transferred in from Ole Miss. My mind's going blank, and I'm sorry. But she's going to be what Dom was this year. She has all the ability to play that way. So I think they've got talent there. And Malia Grayson comes back. That's going to be big.
So the dust has settled, Heath, after the spring game. Talking to people who have been having a watchful eye on the football program are betting, air quotes, that the quarterback situation, at least for now, is put to bed and that you have a number one.
Yeah, I don't think that at all. I don't think that at all. I think they're going to go into fall camp, and I don't think they're going to name a starter, and I think the competition's still open. I don't think anybody really separated themselves. You know, John White made some good plays. So did Crawford and Rodemaker and Billy Wiles. I don't think they named a starter yet. I don't think they have. Maybe they got an idea, but there is no starter name. There's nobody separating themselves, and I think that'll be played out in fall camp. I think this was a learning period for the offense.
What other takeaways?
To learn a new offense.
What other takeaways did you have from the spring game?
From the spring game, my takeaways were defense is going to be better once everybody gets healthy, and I think they need to do some things on the offense, especially at wide receiver. I think they're going to be looking to maybe add a player in the transfer portal at wide receiver to help them stretch the field. Offensive line is going to be better. Those are the takeaways I've had, and we'll see how they adapt to the 4-2-5, how those linebackers play, and make that adjustment. But that was my takeaway from the spring game.
Luke?
Moving to baseball, good win last night. We talked to Creel just a minute ago. Drunken Miller started last night. He's another guy that we haven't seen in several weeks. Who else in your mind, other than the usual suspects with Payne and English, particularly English down now, who else besides Drunken Miller are we going to see? Because you've got Middleton, Best, Sively, Boswell. Who else, Heath, is going to emerge out of this bullpen to be able to get some innings down the stretch?
I think they need to have another lefty step up. I'd like to see Ben Riley Flowers step up and be that guy from the left side. I just feel like they need another lefty because I think they use Sibley a little too much at times. Now, I'm not a baseball coach, but I'm just saying he seems like they're pitching him a lot early in the season. And, you know, last season he got a little tired towards the end of it. So I'd like to see another lefty step up, maybe another righty. I really like what Drunken Miller did last night. I thought he looked good and got in a little trouble here in the third inning, but, man, had some really good curveball. I liked his fastball location, and I thought he pitched well. You're going to have somebody step up and take innings, especially McCarty, because, what he did, he was really coming on this season. And I'll tell you something else, too. J.D. Milton, his last two outings have been pretty good. I think they have to be really happy with what they've seen from him. And we'll see going on, but they've got some arms out there. Somebody's going to step up, and I thought Drunken Miller did a good job of that last night, eating some innings and keeping runs off.
I got a name for you as a potential reliever going down the stretch, and tell me what you think about this, Nick Monastir.
They could use him. I don't know if, you know, Oz really wants to do that because there's another one, too. Dalton McIntyre, with the way he's playing right now, I think if he's on the mound, he may throw a no-hitter. Who knows? I'm more surprised Dalton McIntyre when he doesn't get on base these days.
No kidding.
So, you know, yeah, both of those guys could actually pitch. But from what I understand, Coach Oz told McIntyre to just put that pitching glove away.
I can
keep on bat 430.
I can understand that, yeah.
But McIntyre, sure, you know, you could use him late in the season if you need to. They did that with he's done it before, and they also did it with Dustin Dickerson. So, yeah, it can be done. You hope they don't have to go that route and that he could just focus on fielding and hitting because he is struggling this year. And I think right now he just needs to focus on getting things right at the plate going forward.
Yeah, it makes sense. Can you stick around another segment?
Sure, Gus. Sure, I'll be
all happy. Right, we'll get the guys more involved with Heath Hinton on the other side of the break. Gives me a moment to recognize some great people that make the show possible. Town and Country Cleaners, Hattiesburg's most trusted dry cleaners. Family-owned and operated since 1983, offering services like steam pressing, shirt laundry, minor alterations, dry cleaning, and the Kelly Center special, bulky bedding.
That's me.
Visit Town and Country Cleaners at their convenient location, Kelly. It's convenient.
Yeah, it's on Hardy Street.
Across from?
Well, it's across from Topher's on the other side.
And USM.
Well, yeah.
And you can call them, too, Kelly. 601-264-4920. It's thundering. Kelly may go back to the storm shelter before the end of the show, but I'm trying my best to keep him here.
Put a book over my head and go under my desk.
Mobay Beignet Company is the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, and it's delicious. They cook the beignets when you order them. They got fresh coffees. Great stuff. Great place for dessert. Mobay Beignet Company. Saw them at South Alabama cheering on the Golden Eagle. They're USM folks.
And spend your money, if you get a chance, spend your money with people who support USM.
No question. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
If you only knew what it's like to sit through commercial breaks with Kelly Sander in the studio with you, it can be very entertaining, shall we say, at times. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's available 24/7 on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment sponsored by our very good friends at 4th Street Bar Grill. Slade the Gang, just the best. Great food, great drinks, just a great place to go enjoy Southern Miss athletics and be with your friends and have a cold one and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, they got the bar in the front, and then they got the bar in the back. So if you want to shoot some pool and stuff, you never have to go too far away to get a cold
one. You a pool shooter?
I've been pretty good in my day. Yeah. It's been a while.
I got you. They got a lot of stuff to do there.
I was called Iowa Fats back in
the
day.
Were you really, as opposed to Minnesota? Yeah. Did y'all ever bump heads?
We bumped bellies, but not heads. That's right.
Hey, Mr. Bob.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know if y'all had mentioned this, but I don't know if any of y'all are wrestling fans, but there was a biography of wrestler Roman Reigns on the show, and his grandfather had a Southern Miss shirt on. And
really?
Just so everybody knows, there is a member of the Southern Miss football team who has a long lineage of athletes that played college football and that are wrestlers. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, and Kelly knows him well, Mr. Delicious.
Yeah.
He's scrumptious, Kelly.
That's right. Wearing the pink tights and the whole bit.
Scrumptious.
Van Vicious, actually, yes. Is what you're talking about.
My grandson's idol. All right, we'll try to get serious again here, Heath. Baseball, now what, 21-12, I think? And I saw a graphic last night comparing it to last year's team, virtually the same record. But I told the guy that pointed it out to me, yeah, but that's not a realistic comparison. This is a completely different team than last year's team. And I don't know, Heath, I think people have kind of lost a little sight. I guess it's just human nature of how many huge personalities and big-time stars were on that baseball team last year that are not there this year. And it takes a little time to overcome that, I think.
It does. And when the guys that are coming back, you see them struggling a little bit. And it kind of just adds to frustration for fans. And trying to figure out why is the struggle taking place, especially when a lot of these new guys are coming in. You see a Dalton McIntyre, as I say, batting, what, 430 right now?
That's correct.
I saw last night he's now at 430. People just, they ask questions, and they're fans. And that's one thing that people can say about Southern Miss baseball. They have passionate fans, and they want their team to win. They want to host those regionals and super regionals. They've been to the promised land. They want to go back as many times as they can now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it's part of it. It's part of fan base. It's part of the way people want to see their teams win. And look, you're right. They do have the same record. And last season, it took them getting on one of those streaks.
Right.
To where I think they won 11, 12, 13 games in a row.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see that hopefully this year.
Yeah. You know, Luke, if you look back and remember, I mean, The team went out to Coastal and absolutely took it on the chin two games in a row and then responded with that long winning streak. So we got a lot of baseball in front of us, and with the talent this team clearly has, I mean, good things could really happen again.
Yeah, but Heath, don't you think something has to click, though, with consistency? And I mean, I think we've seen it in the last – you know, a couple weeks with the number of hits. And, again, we left nine guys on base last night. Creel mentioned not getting those timely hits. I just think I don't know yet if this team, because of some of the inconsistency, can pull off a 12, 13, 14-game winning streak.
Yeah, and I think they said it on the broadcast last night. Shout out to them for coming up with this. Southern Miss has been consistently inconsistent. And I think that's a great way to describe this team, consistently inconsistent. They've got, how many times have you seen them with bases loaded, one out, and not be able to get but maybe one run out of it, or not even get a run, or have runners at first and second and no out and not being able to get a run, but you'll see them coming up and hitting a home run with nobody on base instead of maybe if another guy took a pitch, you had bases loaded, and that guy who hit a home run was up at the bottom of the inning. So you're right. It's consistently inconsistent, and you see guys who's pitching too. They've been that way. Like JB Milton, now he's starting to turn it around a little bit, but he started off red hot, and then you know something happened. I'm not sure what that was, and now his last couple outings he's looked better. But yeah, something's got to click with him, and it just hadn't yet. I don't know what. It's hard to put a finger on what necessarily it is, but I think you're going to have to see the veterans on the team step up and take more of a leadership here, because when you're going to somewhere like a Georgia State who plays on a glorified T-ball field, and if you've seen their facilities, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about fence-wise. I'm talking about the stands, the atmosphere, everything. It's a high school stadium. You've got to have leadership there to get guys pumped up to play in an atmosphere like that. And these seniors are going to have to step up and do even more work as leaders and get consistent.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Marty Windham for putting this on the broadcast last night. Tack Eagles retweeted it today. Through 32 games, which is where we were before last night, 2016, 24-8, 17, 26-6, 18, 22-10, 19, 20-12, 2021, 22-10, 2 years ago, 24-8, last year, 20-12, this year, 20-12. We won last night, 21-12. But, I mean, Heath, based off what this team's right now, I don't think objectively that this is a regional host team as we sit right now. Probably a lower two seed.
No, but then we were saying that after that second Coastal Carolina game, too.
No, I'm saying where they sit right now, where they sit as of this moment, not 2 weeks from now.
I think right now they're probably a two or three, low two, high three seed in a regional. I think they've done enough with their RPI and where they're ranked in the Sun Belt. I think top four or five in the Sun Belt is going to see postseason play this year. So right now I see them as a low two, high three. But no, they're not a host at this point. They're going to have to win some games. They're going to have to do what Louisiana's been doing. Louisiana's been on a roll. They're going to have to start playing like that. And hopefully they do that later in the season and it carries them into the postseason. That's what you can hope for right now.
Well, you've got two series coming up. You go to Georgia State this weekend, which I'll be interested to see how those games come out, because then you come back home to take on Coach Federico and the Warhawks. But when you look at Georgia State and Louisiana Monroe, those are series that should certainly be won, if not swept. So when they got on that winning streak, it was about this time of year. But this Eagles have got to remain healthy. They've got to get a couple guys back healthy. Yeah. And if you're thinking of hosting, you're going to have to hope some other teams bite the injury bug a little bit.
Good point. Heath, injuries concern me right now. Two relievers out now, we think probably indefinitely. Seth Smith was off. He had won second base. I mean, he looked like a dynamic young player. He's been out with a hand injury. Kelly makes a great point, doesn't he? Injuries can tell the tale.
Injuries can tell the tale. And good teams and regional host sites are able to overcome those injuries. Sometimes it just gets to be a little too much, but you were talking about Georgia State. They're only one game behind Southern Miss in the standings. Southern Miss is 8-4 in conference, and they're 7-5. They're wanting to make a statement this weekend. And, yes, they've lost four in a row, but Southern Miss coming in is their chance to make a statement in the Sun Belt. So, it's not going to be easy, ULM. They're at the bottom of the conference. They played well early, but I think lately they've tapered off. But injuries, how many injuries can this team take? How many injuries in pitching can this team take? Because you're injuring high quality arms that you use in high pressure situations, and that's what the problem is. And I don't know that that's what made what Drunken Miller did last night. He showed that he can come in maybe for some long relief, two or three innings of relief, and maybe fill that void left with McCarty English injured. So we'll see what happens, but I do like what I saw from Drunken Miller. I think that was a big step of trying the right things in the bullpen.
All right, Heath, how do people join Big Gold Nation?
Oh, just go to southernmiss.rivals.com and click on the link join. You can join for a year. It's a little cheaper. You can join for $8.99 a month. Just come on, have a good time. And got a lot of stuff about baseball. We covered all of spring football and just a lot of fun, a lot of good banter. A lot of good talking about this team and what we can expect and going throughout the season, because there's still a lot of baseball left, and I still think this team has a little magic in them.
I agree with you. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, everybody. Thanks, Heath. We appreciate his input on the Super Talk Eagle Hour every week. I'll remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's available on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Let me shut up and play one of the great rock and roll songs of all time, Kelly Center.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Stormy day in Laurel and Hattiesburg, but we're in the Southern Bancorp studios. Luke, Bob, and Kelly. Fourth segment, as always, brought to you by DBAT. Days like this, go see DBAT or any day. They're on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. DBATHattiesburg.com, proud sponsor of the Eagle Hour. Women's golf finishing up over in Macon, Georgia. The Brickyard Collegiate, sponsored by Mercer. Lady Eagles finished fifth overall. Individually, they lit up the scoreboard. Six Lady Eagles finishing inside the top 21. Rajini Navet from New Delhi, India, tied for eighth overall. Mershe Corbacho, 11th. J.C. Fields, 12th. Alana Melich, 17th. Kelly's favorite golfer, Momoko Ando, 21st. Lady Eagles will get ready for the Sunbelt Championship coming up next week, but a good showing, especially on the individual side. Last night in Sunbelt baseball, ULM and Northwestern State postponed because of the weather. App State beats UNC Asheville at home 8-7. Wake Forest takes care of Coastal Carolina in Winston-Salem 12-3. Louisiana takes care of Prairie View 11-2 down in the Bayou. South Al beats Alabama in Tuscaloosa. So they got a little revenge back last night. 5-4, Little Rock, Arkansas State postponed. And I don't think Texas State and Texas played either. But the Golden Eagles beat the Lions 5-1.
Boy, Luke, the Lady Eagles finishing up over there in Georgia. Georgia is the place to be this week in the world of golf because the Masters starts tomorrow. And one of our guests tomorrow might know a thing or two about golf.
Just a little bit. And it's in this great golf state and one of the best courses, Old Waverly. Guess who the two pros are there? Both former Southern Miss golfers, Vijay Trillo, and our guest tomorrow, Tim Yelverton. Tim, who is one of the best short game coaches in the country. He'll be on joining us first segment tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about his Southern Miss time, but he'll give us a Masters preview, and pretty cool to have such a guy like him as a Southern Miss alum. And Mark Blackburn recently, you know, named the PGA Swing Coach of the Year, former Southern Miss alum as well. So I'm sure Tim will talk more about that tomorrow.
All right, Kelly, give us a Detroit Tiger update, because it was just a week ago you were boastfully telling me and Luke the Tigers were undefeated.
Yeah, well, they're 7-4 now, and I thought they were going to get beat again yesterday by the Pirates, but they scored four in the top of the ninth to win. So a week or so into the season, they're still mathematically alive.
for the pennant, right?
Hey, we haven't always been able to say that.
Well, there's some early optimism. Yeah. Now, I also understand there were some people that commented to you yesterday about our description of how we used to – as kids, we used to have to dodge nuclear warheads in school, and now they just close school when it rains.
Well, that's what I was asking, if they're going to close school again tomorrow. You know, this might not get out of here till, gosh, 6 or 7 tonight. You know, so, yeah, forgive our sarcasm there. But, hey, the Eagles headed to Georgia State. Luke, we also got Dave Cohen coming on the show, yeah?
Yeah, he's coming on Friday, play-by-play voice for men's basketball, football, and baseball for Georgia State. He'll be on first segment in Friday.
How good do you think they are, Luke, Georgia State? You just don't think of them when you think of college baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the schedule favored them a little better to start the season.
I agree.
And now the fact that they're getting into the meat of the season, they'll fall probably back down in that 500 range.
Yeah, but remember when we talked earlier when the Eagles headed over to Statesboro?
You don't ever know, man.
To take on Georgia Southern?
Look at what Luke just reported. Now, I watched South Alabama all weekend. Alabama was the best-looking baseball team I've seen this year when they were – who would think that South Alabama would go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama? I think baseball is the most unpredictable of all college sports.
And when you look at those Sun Belt standings, here comes Georgia Southern starting to
Worry me.
Creep up.
I'll say it again. I think they're the dark horse in the league right now.
And, Bob, we're going to be in Montgomery tournament week.
Absolutely. Yeah? Going to be great. 3 days in Montgomery. Not official, but semi – We're going to be in Montgomery for 3 days.
Okay.
We just haven't worked out all the details. But, yes, we're looking forward to that and looking forward to some great shows. And it's always a lot of fun to go there.
Yeah, Georgia State started – they swept South Alabama. They won 2 out of 3 against Monroe, won 2 out of 3 against James Madison, and now they got swept by Georgia Southern. So
their level of competition is just marginal. Is that fair to say?
They got us. They got Troy. App State, Marshall, Coastal, and ODU to finish it. So, I mean, there's some winnable series in there for them, for sure. I mean, you can't just go over there and expect that you're going to sweep.
No.
But what they faced this weekend and last weekend, more difficult than what they faced the first 3 weekends.
No question.
And who was that lady last year that gave you so much trouble, Bob, at the tournament? What school?
It would be the App State. App State coach's wife.
She wore you out.
She did not like me very much. Can't imagine that. Can you?
Well, the things that you were motioning to her, Bob, you know, probably it's a good thing this is radio, you know.
Yeah, no, she was quite colorful. I'm a little saddened to know they're not coming here, because if she thought what she saw was harassment of their bullpen in Montgomery, she would be for an eye-opening experience here.
They'd have to put her on fluids and an IV at the Pete.
All right, that wraps up the Eagle Hour. Stay dry and safe. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.